meat with your soul always. Das heißt, you're ready to sit down for supper and be mamala taiva like a behem. Stop! Tell the nefesh of Bahamas. You're a shakrin. You're a liar. You're a chitzin. You're going to give me enjoyment that's going to allow me to enjoy myself externally and rob myself from my internal self. I'm afraid it's not going to do it. And you're going to follow the path of the nefesh alukis. If you'll do this around 10 or 20 times in your life, you will not imagine what will happen to you. What will happen to you is your divine soul will start caressing you. You know what caressing is? It will start massaging you. It will start paying you back. You'll be surprised what happens. It'll become your friend and it'll start giving you thanks for what you're doing for it. It's like if you do favors for a friend that gives you back. And suddenly you have a relationship with a new self. And it's a very interesting thing. Try it, you'll see. It's a very unbelievable experiment. It's a hard experiment, and if Shabahamas is going to try to kill you big time. With girls, with... you never heard that, right? And... I didn't mean that, what I meant another word. With the elements inside, it's going to try to get you big time, especially during nighttime. Now, Zoran will try to get you with everything it can, with all types of outlets that will give you immediate joy, but will rob you from a relationship with your divinity. Do you have divinity in you? Yes. I have still not met the person who doesn't have divinity in them, even my dear Zayda and Baba. But they never learned how to tap into it. They never learned. And therefore they don't even know it exists. And they live their life on another level. They push it with their life on another level.
Shallow.
Huh?
Shallow.
So, and those of you who have Zaydis and Babas of that nature, are they happy? Family gives them happiness, I can't deny that. But that inner contentment that you see on the face of a chassid, you don't see on them. You know, the inner contentment, we don't see it around so much because most of us don't work on ourselves. But if you see people that work on themselves, you look at them in the middle of davening, and you look at them after davening, and you look how they speak to people, you see a contentment. Not arrogant contentment. An inner contentment. Security, confidence, serenity. You know what serenity is? Menuchas ha-nefesh. Not because they're insensitive, they're overbuckled. No, they can have a lot of problems. But they have a serenity, they have a confidence. They know their position in life. Because if you're only in touch with your nefesh ha-bahamas, you're not really confident. Because the part of yourself that you're disconnected from. The part of yourself that you're disconnected from, that part of yourself is making you unhappy. So you're not confident with yourself. If you're not in touch with your nefesh alakis, the pressures of the world can drive you crazy. Because the nefesh alakis goes crazy. The nefesh alakis lives and operates on another level. Another element of the nefesh alakis is it's not scared of anybody. Nefesh alakis is very scared of people because it's an ego game. You win, I win. Nefesh HaLukis is very confident. You can go into a millionaire, you can go into a billionaire. You're just a confident person. I know who I am, I know who you are. You like me? Fine. You'll curse me out. You go weiter. It's a different level of confidence. You respect people. It's a different self. It's living with a higher self. The definition of Judaism is to live with the higher self, to live with the deeper self, to live with the godly self. Is it easy to live with that self? No, because there's another self that's obstructing it. That's the avodah of davening. But that's not enough. In your private moments, you got to fight for your soul. Gentlemen sitting here, you got to fight for your soul and nobody will do it for you. You're not your mashgiach, not your mashpia, not your dad, not your mama, not your friend, your mother, your father, your mashpia. Nobody will fight for your soul. Nobody. Other souls will care for your soul. Nobody will fight for it. So here is the experiment. Try to live a life. Don't deny your animal soul on the side that your horse is excellent. Sibite, remember. Don't deny. Don't decide. He's saying nice stuff. I'm becoming a Siddur Shabbachit. You're not becoming no Siddur Shabbachit tonight. I swear to you. You're not becoming nothing. Don't become. Be what you are, but be what you are. Don't be what you're not. What do I mean? Don't start denying who you are and saying you are what you're not. What you should do is, however, experiment living consistently with the higher self. entertaining the higher self, being loyal to the higher self, not abusing the higher self, not violating it, and partially remaining loyal. It doesn't mean you have to be depressed, on the contrary. Living with your soul is not depression. You become happier. It doesn't mean you lose entertainment, you gain entertainment, but it's a different type of entertainment. We really don't need excessive food to entertain us. We don't need certain radio shows to entertain us. It's a falsehood. We don't need certain things on the internet to entertain us. It's not true. The Nefesh HaBahamas needs it to entertain you. You don't really need it. If you train yourself to believe in your divine soul and to seek entertainment for it, you'll be surprised how, what will happen. Your divine soul will really be entertained, and you'll be an entertained person. And you'll have to say no to your animal soul, but it's a whole different level. Why entertain your animal soul and make your divine soul miserable? Entertain your divine soul, and your animal soul will be like a dog that follows its master, either submissively or willingly. That depends which diet you are on. But it's never going to work the other way. You never saw a dog eating from the bones and a master going down after the dog and eating from the bones. You understand? But you did see a master eating from a smorgasbord and the dog coming and also eating from the smorgasbord. The Nefesh HaBahamas is not going to go down to the base HaKisi of the Nefesh HaBahamas. Nefesh HaBahamas will go the other way, as is the Metzius. So the Mela, it can only work one way if you want wholesomeness in your life. So my practical suggestion, to you is as follows. I'm issuing forth a call to all of you sitting here tonight, Getzel, Moshe, Yisrael, Avram, David, Tzvi, V'chuli V'chuli, Amnuel, Shalom Ber, Yeshnipe, Nemipe, those that I said the names and I didn't say the names. Yosef Yitzchak, and him. My call is, try for once in your life to actually start developing a relationship with your God. Become what they used to call in old-fashioned Judaism, a servant of Hashem, an Ovid Hashem. But I don't mean it in a repressive, horrible, sick, stupid way. You're a slave of God. I mean, become an Ovid Hashem. What says become an Ovid Hashem? See yourself in a new light. Define yourself not as a mountain of dust, but as a vision of God. Not as a pompous ego, but as a reflection of infinity. Not as a profane beast, but as a nebulous spiritualist. What I mean is, not to deny who you are. You are a divine, you are a beast. You are a mountain of dust. You are a pompous piece of aridity. A piece of spaghetti, whatever. You are that. But you're also a reflection. Define yourself based on that level. How? Daven. You got to do it down. After davening, live a whole day and a whole night with that level of self. Don't deny the other level of self. Don't make yourself with sugar. Don't put on blinders. Hey, I don't have it. Don't lie. But this is what the Tzemach Tzedek told. You never understood what he told Baal Kahal. What did he tell him? Your divine soul deceived the animal soul. You don't need alcohol. You were looking for chassidus. But the animal soul doesn't care for chassidus. Divine soul said, come for alcohol. That's the story of life. Divine soul doesn't need alcohol. Doesn't need it. Doesn't need your nicotine. Doesn't need your drug. It doesn't need your intoxication. It doesn't need it. And if it doesn't need it, you shouldn't need it. It says it needs it. So it says. Stop living with the external self. Live with the deeper self. Develop a relationship with that self. Continue to entertain that self. Become an Ovid Hashem. But my gentleman, it's hard. It's very, very hard. But if you do it, you'll live a higher lifestyle. You'll live higher. And I don't mean this only in an egotistical sense. You'll live deeper. You'll live loftier. Your relationships will be enhanced. You'll be real people. You never have to lie. Imagine not having that burden. You don't have almost any burden. A different life. That's the gift that God gives you for living with Him. but he wants a price. And the price is, you gotta dig and drill every day right here. And we get lazy of drilling. So that's the inyan. That's the inyan. Verstehst du am Lohr? You hear the inyan? Davening, we'll discuss that later. But that's the inyan. Now, this is a strictly mature discussion. It's not, you know. But that's the avoid. You know, you saw the picture of the Rebbe, the young pictures, he was young. You know those pictures. Look and you'll see this.
How young? 2 years old?
No, not too old. I mean, those pictures, he's 25, 29. Look at his face and you'll see this. Later pictures is already a whole lot of mistake. But those pictures, you'll see this. Much higher than this, but you'll see this also. You don't picture the Alter Rebbe? You ever looked at it? You don't look at pictures, huh? Look at the picture of the Alter Rebbe.
What do you say about the Shudra?
Do you have to do this? No. A lot of religious Jews, maybe most religious Jews don't do this. I don't mean to judge or belittle. Most religious Jews don't do this. You don't have to be religious to do this. You know why? Shabbos is nice. Who cares? It's beautiful. You sit around the table, you sing songs. Kashrus, that I'm going to eat three kosher restaurants in New York. You don't have to live with the divine soul to eat kosher. Even in Moscow today, you don't have to live with the divine soul to eat kosher. It's not like Arzadis in Siberia. Mikveh? He had hot mikvahs all over the place. The guys are soaking in mikvahs, the Russian hole in the mikvah, the best Russian hole in the world. Best Shabbos morning, they're sitting in the mikvah, the veiktzich. All the politics of the week get sorted. Davening, big deal. You've got davening fans, you drum mumbo or davening with this. So you could do the mikvahs without this and raise nice children and send them to school, v'chulu, v'chulu. But the inyan is that not for this your neshama came down, not for this my neshama came down, and you will never be what you could be. You will never make of yourself what you could make of yourself. And not everybody in the generation does it, but there's a line somebody once said, most people live lives of quiet desperation. You know what quiet desperation means? Anybody? What does it mean?
Not to the show.
No. Quiet desperation is quiet desperation. They're desperate quietly, you know, it's like an inner sadness. An inner sadness. There's a depression in people very deep, you know, very people are, there's a collective depression in people. Depressed. Not happy. I ask every day another bracha in yeshiva if they're happy. I have my mashugin and minhagin. Every day I ask another bracha, but seriously. I call over a guy and I ask him. Nobody ever says yes. This is what they say. Are you happy? Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Tell me, are you happy? This guy says, I don't know. Right, that's the first. I don't know. How am I supposed to? I don't know. I say, are you happy? No. You just said, I don't know. Are you happy? Yes and no. He goes, yes and no, maybe no. After 10 minutes, yes, I'm happy. Come on. Are you happy, Chava? Are you happy? Baruch Hashem, thank you. Getz, are you happy? You see? That's what they say. Do I have a reason not to be happy? Amachaya, what are they saying? If I ask him, did he eat supper tonight? Is he also going to say, did I have a reason not to eat supper? He's going to say, yes, I ate supper. So when it comes to happiness, if you would be happy, you wouldn't say, do I have a reason not to be happy? But when you're miserable inside, and you don't understand why you're miserable. So the Bacher thinks he's talking for me, he's talking for himself, and he's asking himself, why am I really not happy? Do I have a reason not to be happy? He thinks he's answering me. I ask him the question, he should answer himself. He's talking to himself in my seer. I'm like the sounding board. When I ask him if he eats supper, of course he is. When I ask him if he's happy, he knows he's miserable subconsciously. So he's asking himself, is there a reason not? Since there's no reason not, for sure yes. You understand? Imagine that's a raya for yes. I'll ask you, did you pay your telephone bill this year, this month? So you'll say, I don't know. But since there's no reason not, so mistam I paid it. If it's yes, you don't have to make such a chashmah. But it happens if everybody makes that chashmah. He comes to us. So Mr. Neprashit Getzel. I don't mean chassam to pick on Getzel. We love you, Getzel. The Indian is azay. Chevra not happy. You get away with it. You get away with it. You entertain yourself. AOL is always exciting. The refrigerator is exciting. Chewing gum is exciting. The mashkiach always creates excitement. The knossim are exciting. Sometimes even the gemara is exciting. But what about a happiness acquired not through circumstances, but through inner self? Imagine such a type of happiness. Well, whatever happens to you during the day, you can be stuck in an airport for 16 hours or be the most productive. But the simcha comes from within. This is the simcha Chassidus talks about. This is another b'china. You know why you guys, the chevra, are not happy? Because we're not living with our nefesh alakis. So there's a major void in our life. We're not wholesome. We're not wholesome people. We're not living with our whole self. There's a part of us that's totally ignored. You gotta live with your God. You gotta live with alakus. That's the Indian. I maybe wish it would have been the other way, like that Bacher who wished that it would have been different, but that's reality. I told somebody a good word and I forgot it, so let's sing a niggun. Levi Zagel Chaim. Levi Zagel Chaim. Where's Levi Yitzchak Sermon? Huh? Oh, that's good. Avram Zagel Chaim. Chaim, Chaim. All inspired by your letter. This whole speech was inspired by your letter. I thought if it worked with you, maybe it'll work with some other guys. You're also nice to each other. Everybody's just nice. They're nice. They're pleasant. Look at some nice. Look a little You gotta punch out. You gotta punch somebody out, you know. Don't. You gotta punch somebody out. Yeah? I'm talking about the Nefesh Bahamas, I don't mean another block. Is he alright?
Yeah, he's fine. He's died on the steps.
In the zone?
He's
I'm doing an Abshaba Hamas, not someone, not a person, that's for something. Very nice, very soft, very nice, everybody is nice. The truth is, it's nice to be nice, that's true. Don't come cool. But a little tough skin is good, you know, a little tough skin. You have to have a taikif of Kedusha, you have to have a chava. But you can believe it with Darkei Hashem. Have a Gibur Kari, strong as a lion, chutzpahdik like a leopard, running like a deer. That's Katsuri. You need a life. Too nebbish, too nebbish. You need a life. Huh?
How you doing?
You need a life. You have to get yourself a life. You have to find your outlets. You have to find your outlets in nefesh or the kiss type of stuff. You have a bachan of a chush in the kinnah. You have a bachan of a chush in stories. You have a bachan of a chush in nikla. You have a bachan of a chush in chassidus. You have a bachan that have a chush in fabrenyans. Different chush. So chassidus, chabad, has instances for all types of personalities. So you could mamash find yourself, whatever type of thing you can find yourself, and your nefesh olakis could find expression. Nigunim, you have so many nigunim. If you want stories, if you like stories, the sichus, atomim, history, whatever your history, story, whatever it is. Kabbalah, mysticism, psychology, philosophy, whatever you're interested in. But there's a certain dullness I sense, there's a certain dullness. We don't know nigunim. We think nigunim like in a morgue.
Yeah.
Even nigunim we know. It's like Bais Rivka class of singing. How do you learn the nigunim? You get tapes and you learn the nigunim. You get tapes and you learn the nigunim. What's the big thing? Yeah, fine, you gotta have a week for the sikhs and a feeder kadabra. Find your extra time, use out in Kedusha. Find your personality in Kedusha. So Mabnazach, no bacha, very few bacha are living wholesome lives. You go and you run to the computer. Not a Sadie, you never get to know your nefesh al kiss. You need entertainment, you don't have to learn Gemara all day. So you read the sikhs of the feeder kadabra. Kavaldik, the Mises, the Davoida. So put him up chsidim, nigunim, whatever your outlet is. Find wholesomeness. Your whole day and night should be made out of the same type of dough. We're very compartmentalized. Over here we're one thing, over there we're another thing. It never grows. Nish can say that as I don't know if the people I want to talk to are chsidim. I don't know you. I know this yeshiva I know well. He asks Shmuel Nachmendel if he's happy. He doesn't say, why should I not be? He says, yes. So he says. He doesn't say, Baruch Hashem. So he says, yes. Actually, he doesn't cry, he cries. But he could say, yes. He's wholesome. Los Heights of Barbados in Avedis Hashem, California. The Rosh Month Avedis, right? Oh. I see. So you have a Rosh Hashiva, a mentor? Oh, you work with a Shliach there. Who throws their Fatkin? Uh-huh. Fine. You have mishpacha there, no? A sister?
Yeah.
A sister. The Rebbe's lashon always was that a yid has to be at Ovid Hashem 24 hours a day. In different inyanim. It could be in music, it could be in reading, it could be in learning, it could be in thinking, it could be in friendship, it could be in shmuzing, but you have to be an Eved Hashem. Why? Then you're living a wholesome life. Then you're living with your nefesh on the kiss. What happened? You leave your yeshiva, you leave your nefesh on the kiss. I'm divorced, I'm now marrying another woman. You know what type of life you have? You know men, one night they're with one person, another night they're with another person. This is Bora Fakhram I like. There's a surah levavchem v'achreinechem ashratam zeinim achareinim taishdal tereber. There's two types of zeinim. Two types of zeinis. Look at the Torah. There's a pnui and there's a married person. A pnui is nishgefelech. But a married person is a eishes ish. So he says a yid who once their heard his nefesh of a kiss, he's already not a pnui, he's an eishes ish. For him to go live with somebody else, it's an eishes ish. You're not a pnui. Verstehst? You're not a pnui. If you're pnuya nishgefelech, no, it's also not the... That's what he says. The subrach and rachim anech shatim zaynim achareim. Don't be a zayna. Don't be a zayna. What's a zayna? A zayna is, I need excitement tonight. I can't find a way. You go to a new person. Don't be a zayna. Fight for your relationship. Fight for it. We're very fragmented, we're very compartmentalized here. So there's no wholesomeness. It's very recognizable. I'm not saying this in a Musa de Kleifen, I'm saying it in a loving way, but not in a Musa de Kleifen. It's natural, this compartmentalization is natural. But we ought to fight for our relationship with our divine soul. Find your outlets out of yeshiva and things that will sustain your divinity. Don't run away. Don't run away from a relationship. Stay committed. Find the things that will make that part of you satisfied. And there's a bunch of outlets you can find. A bunch of outlets. There's no need. There's no need for this running away somewhere else. And it just confuses our identity in a very, very horrible way. And it's not, it's just not healthy for the whole system. The chassidim used to say that Yud Shvat is Rosh Hashanah l'hiskashas. There's different Rosh Hashanahs. This is not an official thing. I'm not going to say this officially. But I was once reading through my brother's private letters to his friend in California. He's a Bachem Shluchas. So he wrote Yud Shvat is Rosh Hashanah l'hiskashas. And I like the word. Yud Shvat is Rosh Hashanah l'hiskashas. It's Kisr Rosh Hashanah l'chassidus. Yud Shvat is Rosh Hashanah l'hiskashas. Rosh Hashanah for Hiskashas or the Rebbe. What's the meaning of Hiskashas? The meaning of Hiskashas is a very heavy thing. It's a very subtle thing. Hiskashas means relationship. You're in a relationship. When you're in a relationship, even if you go to Hawaii, you're still in a relationship. If you have a husband, you can go to Hawaii, you still have a husband. That's what a relationship means. So Yitzhvan is a Yom HaSugah for the meaning of Hiskashas. What's the union of Hiskashas is that a bacher, a yid, has a relationship with a rebbe, with his rebbe, with the rebbe, which means a relationship with his neshama. It's hainuach. What's a rebbe? You make him a face. Why? What's the definition of a rebbe? So what does it say in Tanya? I see I have to quote everything. So I'll make quotes. It's all right. It says in Tanya, what's the definition of a Rebbe? The definition of a Rebbe is a person, Perek Beis is Masber there, what Rosh Alfa Yisrael is, a person that is Nefesh of a kiss takes over his entire personality, basically. So his entire personality is basically Nefesh of a kiss. On a deeper level, what is a Rebbe? His Nefesh of a kiss is called all the Nefesh of a kisses. So every Nefesh of a kiss finds himself in the Rebbe, because in that Rebbe's Nefesh HaLakis is called all the Nefesh HaLakis. So what does it mean, Hiskashas? If you live with your Nefesh HaLakis, so you live with the Nitzitz of the Rebbe in you, maybe you live with the Rebbe. You live with the Rebbe. It's an abstract term. Somebody asked me if the Rebbe is alive. Only if you listen to him, he's alive. If not, he's not. You know, somebody can be physically alive and you can see him and hear him. I'd say when there was no Shiloh, years ago. So somebody, what is that? But if someone sees Gashmas and you have a connection with him, you look at him and he looks at you. Fine, I mean, it's a nice thing, it's a beautiful thing. Meaning of a Rebbe's Pasha Vayid, that his whole Metzius is Nefesh HaLakis. That's his Metzius. If you live with your Nefesh HaLakis, you're living with Rebbe. If not, not. This is 10 years ago, it's now, it's 20 years ago. It means having a relationship to Ruchnius. Rebbe is the power plant of Ruchnius in the generation. Like the Niagara Fall of Ruchnius. All the neshamas come together. You live with, you're a neshama, you're living with the mitzvahs of Rebbe in you. A Rebbe is a yid, that neshama became his home at sea. That's the word. By us it's not like that. By us the neshama is concealed, even if it's revealed a little, but it doesn't take over our home at sea. A Rebbe's home at sea becomes what? Bittul to the Eberster. That's his home at sea. Doesn't have an ego. V'chuli v'chuli. Doesn't have taivas. V'chuli v'chuli. So Yitzvah is something with Iskashas. Iskashas is a hard thing. Because a relationship is a hard thing. It's not the relationship with the Rebbe. Relationship with the Rebbe is a very deep thing. So everybody experiences it in a different way. And some people don't experience it. It's very hard to experience it. The union of a relationship with the Rebbe is a very hard topic. Some Bachim, we just kissed them, we went around. Some Bachim said, yeah, I have it. Some Bachim said, I don't have it. I don't know what it is. Others said, I have it sometime. Others said, they don't know. Nobody said, why should I not have it? Because then everybody knows it's not easy. And they don't have time to see themselves. That means it's the hard union. Kol chab from sugar delay. The truth is, a lot of it is a gift. Let's say it's the gift. You work and work and work and work. And then what happens is you have a matana that the Rebbe puts in a nitzitz into you and makes you, or allows you to experience a connection. That's what happens basically. It's not easy. Not easy. But the nekuda is, it's living with your nefesh halakis. That's the meaning of Iskashas. Iskashas means you have a relationship. You have a relationship to the Rebbe. Says you have a relationship to the Rebbe. What does it mean? You're not his physical child. What does it mean you have a relationship to him? He's a big miracle worker and he cures for every yid. Okay, fine. I'm also a yid. That's makif. God cares for everybody. He cares for everybody. A nice person. I remember I was sitting in Ireland on Merkel Shluchas. So I met with Fabring. So I bring the whole meal about the Rebbe. I stopped the cop sitting there. So at the end he says, I said, now I understand. Basically you're trying to say that the Rabbi Schneerson was really a great humanitarian. That's it, you know, upgivish, the gamma somebody, sir. I was saying Mises. He was a great humanitarian, he tells me. He said, that's what you're trying to say. Mother Teresa is also a great humanitarian. A much bigger one. Much bigger. India, that with the cranky kinder. It's a union of makif. It's a union of makif. You can watch videos, you can hear maifsim. I'm not chas v'shalom, it's a gewaldic thing. The maifsim lift you up. There's an argument in the Rebbe and the Friedrich Rebbe Kavayachal. See, I'm not going to tell you something. You should know this. Why should you know this? Because if you're not going to say Reishi, because in your free time, you need other outputs of entertainment. But you can have outputs of entertainment that will enhance your relationship with your divine soul. There's a series of letters between the Rebbe and the Friedrich Rebbe, which is an argument. Friedrich Rebbe writes that Chabad is not into miracles. The Rebbe wants to a reason why, and he says he feels we should be more into miracles. It's a whole series of letters. I mean, really unbelievable letters. Kvayachal, the Rebbe and the Friedrich Rebbe. Chassidim say Pshan in the letters. The Friedrich Rebbe was basically so sick, and the Rebbe wanted that the Friedrich Rebbe should heal himself through a miracle. So he was trying to bring out from the Friedrich Rebbe this tzluah that Chabad and miracles are important. That's the deep they had in the letters. back and forth. The devil time is that this generation, we're so low that anything that can show people that there's a God is worth it. And a miracle shows people that there's a higher thing in the world. So Taka, Sipurim lift up a person. You see a psahachra. But it doesn't change your Yetzirah. Once the Fayyid from Rav Zalman Gerari, if you ever came to Warsaw, your father went to, you came to Warsaw for Davin to the Minchit of the Yeshivas. They didn't say Tachma. So after Minchit, he calls his Zalman Gerari, he says, why didn't they say Tachma? He said, the Rebbe came, you don't say Tachma. So the Rebbe tells Zalman Gerari, he says, as I Rebbe come, this is Hasib Nish to Zindikin, Nish to Zagin Tachma. You understand? I'm a chaya. Everybody sins. The Rebbe comes. I don't have to say tachnun. The Rebbe comes is a reason not to sin. Don't tell me it's a reason not to say tachnun. Say tachnun. Don't sin. If you ever came to America, the first Rosh Hashanah, he davened upstairs in the Zal. It's 770, you know, upstairs. You know 770, upstairs in the Zal. Rabbein, the first Rosh Hashanah, would daven for 4 hours. If you ever daven for 4 hours by his standard, 4 hours. Crying like a baby. The first bracha took him like an hour. Ma'aviyem, maybe Laila. He left, they carried him up. He was paralyzed, they carried him up. The shtender, the white tishtach on the shtender, it was like in a swimming pool. So the old chassid went over, he took it, and he wiped his forehead with it. So the Yechon and Gordon, the Gabi says, what are you touching the Rebbe's thing? He's saying, Yechnu, upvishen mine avedas. I want to wipe away my sins. So Yechon and Gordon says, upvishen mine avedas, als du medainet traden, nish mit Rebbe's traden. You wipe your own sins with your tears, not with the Rebbe's tears, you know? The Rebbe Maharash was a kid, so there was a chassid that had to say al chet. So he wanted to go like this, but he didn't want to hold the siddur, because it's not so good, you know? So he put the siddur on Rebbe Maharash's back. Rebbe Maharash was a little kid, he put it on his back. Do al chet. Rebbe Maharash turns around and he says, Alein zindik stu, nafmir klapstu. The sinning, you didn't come. Sinning, you do yourself, and then you have to say al chet, you do it on my chet. You want to do al chet, do it on your chet. What's my point? My point is, a Rebbe is infinite godless. You can go on unbelievable and say, hey, ptuf. But what about my life? Iskashus means I have a relationship with the Rebbe. What's this that relationship with the Rebbe? His identity becomes something in me. What's the Rebbe's identity? You know what the Rebbe, you know what a Rebbe is? Chassidim would say a Rebbe is a mirror. I mean, the best definition I ever heard. What's a mirror? You look at a mirror, what do you see? You see yourself. You look at a Rebbe and you see your deeper self. That's what you see. That's discussions. You look at a Rebbe and you see what you really are, what you're capable of becoming. That's the Eibush to Gabin that we should Yisayiri is a big avodah. We're the generation that has to bring down the Rebbe the Poyal Mamish, Ruhi Valeinu, and maybe we ought to inspire ourselves with Meschazim Zan and Avedis Hashem, Teire, Mitzvahs, Chassidus, Avis Yisrael, Afatzis Amayanis, Ruhi Valeinu. And the Eberst is a Gabin that we should have the courage and the serenity to prevail, and to be zeichet to the Zgalos of Malach HaMashiach, take up in the Yad Mamish, L'chaim, L'chaim, L'chaim. Who's the guy, bye?